Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now, that's it for ATL. Now, over to L.A., what up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now, that's our team. Now, on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Dish Nation! Yay! What's up? Yay! Baby, baby. And per usual, we have got a great show for y'all today. All the entertainment, all the juiciness you want about your favorite celebrities, we got it, baby. But before we get started, let's take a look over to LA and say what's up to our team. Hey, Heidi. Hey, Frank. What's up, Chewy?
What's up?
Today, but we have the master brewer of tea himself, the Shade Queen, is back in the building, baby. Gary with the tea.
Gary, we miss you.
Welcome back, Gary, darling.
I'm so glad to be in service one more time.
Yes. Gary, now we missed you a lot. We all can say that, right?
That's yes.
Right. Did you miss us? Gary.
Hell yeah, I miss y'all. I miss y'all so much I came back when I was supposed to.
All right, so later it's the Clash of the Superheroes. We'll tell you how Jason Momoa came for Chris Pratt.
What?
Ew. And social media gets real for Cardi B and Offset. But first, Brett, what you got?
Okay, you guys, so let's kick off the show with some major girl power, okay?
Yes.
People Magazine has announced its 2019 People of the Year issue. And guess what?
What?
All for our women, y'all.
Yes.
Yes, baby. And these ladies are being celebrated for giving us unforgettable entertainment and having an inspirational impact on our culture. So y'all ready for the run of the names?
Yes.
Okay, so here we go. First, we got Jennifer Aniston, Jennifer Lopez, Taylor Swift, and Michelle Obama.
Yes. Oh, I'm down. Yes. I'm down for every single one of them.
Me too. And guess what, y'all? For the first time in her story, People is releasing four covers in one special double issue, giving each leading lady their own cover because it's just too much fabulosity for one, honey.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So let's take a look at each of the ladies and how they slay the cover and what they had to say about 2019.
Okay, let's see.
All right, first up, we got Jennifer Aniston, and she said in 2019, she learned that she can do anything. She said she's still open to love and doesn't feel like she's 50 years old at all. That's right, girl. Age ain't nothing but a number.
Yes. I do kind of love that, that she is just real low-key glam-wise on the cover.
She looks gorgeous.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, yeah. I like that.
Smart water.
Me too.
Mm-hmm. That's all that smart
and
water.
That Aveeno lotion, I'm telling you.
Okay, she is very moist.
All right, up next is my prima. Jennifer Lopez was also 50 years old. She said this year all her dreams came true, and the key is not giving up. And when they asked her would she be up to having more kids, she said absolutely, she's open to it.
The cover, I would say she went traditional J-Lo. I love the color. Cover is soft, but I would have liked to see edgy J-Lo. I like the new edgy J-Lo.
I like edgy J-Lo. I like Hustlers J-Lo.
Yeah.
Well, the youngest person of the year is 29-year-old Taylor Swift, and Taylor said 2019 is the year I found true joy. I've leaned into who I really am.
Nice. Well, certainly last but not least, and I love this woman. I wish she'd run for president, Michelle Obama.
Former
first lady, of course. She's still first lady to me. But she said this year, she told her story and said, quote, "It's easier to just be me." I read her book, and if you weren't a Michelle Obama fan, you just fall more in love with her.
Be honest, you listen to her book.
Well, yeah, I listen, but it still counts as reading her book.
No, it doesn't.
She's the one who helped her get that Grammy, Frank.
That's right.
Yeah, that you're so upset about.
Right.
If we play a little game of sex, marry, kill, BFF, how would you rank these ladies?
Wow.
Sex, marry, kill, BFF.
Oh, I'm killing Taylor Swift. I'm best friending Michelle Michelle Obama.
Yes. Okay. I know who she's smashing. I know who you're smashing.
I'm smashing J-Lo, and I'm marrying Jennifer Aniston.
Wow. Really?
I'm pretty happy with my choice.
Really?
So.
You're going to be the one to marry Jennifer Aniston and stay. Oh, wow.
Okay, honey, if you want to read more about these lovely ladies, honey, the new issue of People will be on newsstands nationwide Friday. And for more video, go to PeopleTV.com.
All right, so Bratz Boo and activist Jason Momoa came for Chris Pratt on Instagram. I did see this, and it is a pretty big deal. Because
he could have came for me.
Me too, Brad. I'm with you. Me too. Chris Pratt posted a picture, and he was holding up a plastic water bottle that he was obviously drinking out of. And he posted this photo. He was in the gym, and this was to announce his fitness collaboration with Amazon. And in the spirit of Aquaman, Jason floated into Chris's comments and wrote, "Bro, I love you, but what the f- on the water bottle? No single-use plastic. Come on."
Ooh.
Well, Chris responded back by saying, "Aquaman, you're completely right. Damn it, I always carry my big gallon-sized reusable water jug around with me. I even had it that day. I love you too, buddy. My bad. I don't want your home of Atlantis covered in plastic." Hear that, kids? Reduce, reuse, recycle. So, of course, you know, everybody sees this. The internet goes crazy with this supposed beef. So Jason clarified his statement with this pic of Chris with his kids, and he wrote, "Bro, you know my children and I are madly in love with you, and I love everything you do. I'm sorry this was received so badly today. I didn't mean for that to happen. I'm just very passionate about this single-use plastic epidemic. You're an inspiration to many. I'm one of them. All my alohas, da mamoas."
Aww.
So it's all fine.
Like, so that's how men fight?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fight and then make up by the end of the day.
That's a Hollywood men fight. That's a Hollywood men fight.
Oh, I got to learn that, because if I beef with you, I'm beefing forever.
What is it about? So what the hell, you going to use glass or what? I mean,
yes, metal.
There's a reusable bottle. Yeah.
Get with it, Gary.
I guess I need to, because I love plastic.
No.
You're not sipping your tea out of a plastic
cup. You don't want to get a plastic bottle in your
I like a rubber one.
Well, y'all, celebrities are always trying the latest, craziest health trend, okay? And this new one is just as embarrassing as it is ridiculous. It's called perineum sunning, which is supposed to tan your anus and give you energy.
Oh.
You like that, Gary?
But the whole thing is,
when you're talking about when you're talking about your backside, you always go, you know, where the sun don't shine. That's how you describe your boobs. You're like, you know.
Well, now it's called perineum sunning. Now, and apparently, Josh Brolin wanted to give this new trend a whirl. But it didn't go so well for him, y'all. He took to social media and said, "Try this perineum sunning that I've been hearing about. And my suggestion is, do not do it as long as I did. My pucker is crazy burned, and I was going to spend the day shopping with my family, and instead I'm icing and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. I don't know who the f*** thought of this stupid f***, but f*** you nonetheless. Seriously."
This is my thing. If you're going to open it up, shouldn't you open it up and put some sunscreen back
there?
Or some Vaseline, something.
No, you fry like Crisco.
Like maybe
fried chitlins.
What Josh Brolin didn't understand was you're only supposed to sun it for 30 seconds. They're saying sun for 30 seconds on your is equal to sun on your whole body as you're fully clothed walking around throughout the day. So
really?
A quick 30-second, like, flash of sun on there. You'll just lay out for half an hour with your butt.
Did you just say for 30 seconds?
For 30 seconds.
I'm not letting it go.
Keep going, Heidi. Keep going.
Yeah.
But, you know, me and my friends did it. I mean, we called it pretty brown eye. And you lay out in the sun and let it, you know.
Are you serious?
But how long did you do
it? No, you don't do it for no more than about 5 minutes.
Gary, who holds your leg?
Gary can open them legs up now. And let
the sun
shine in.
Where the sun doesn't or does shine.
Oh, yeah,
skip the sunshine. Just blow some glitter on it.
All right, y'all. Up next, did Offset slide into another woman's DMs? We find out what really went down. Come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right. y'all, Cardi B and Offset have had a turbulent couple of years, okay? They split up for a couple of months in 2018, and then Cardi pleaded not guilty to felony assault charges stemming from an attack on two female bartenders. Mm-hmm. One of the women attacked, though, goes by the name of Jade, and she is the girlfriend of Tekashi 6ix9ine. Cardi had previously accused Jade of sleeping with Offset. Well, honey, Jade done took to Instagram to show that she got a DM at 1:36 a.m. from Offset's official account saying, "Miss you for real."
Oh, Lord.
Mm. Well, she also trolled Cardi with her own lyrics, Cardi's lyrics, that is, saying, "Your wife and I am Cardi B has an open criminal case. Why are you writing me? You don't respect her? I'm the queen of talking shit. Now I'm backing it up," which is Cardi B's lyric.
The lyric sure is.
Well, of course, you know Cardi B ain't gonna just sit back and be quiet at all. She ain't gonna take this.
No.
She and Offset posted a video saying Offset's account had been hacked, y'all. Check it out.
"We've been so good. We had a sweet weekend. Life has been good. People ain't gonna play themselves like that. That's why I'm not entertaining it. That's why I'm not getting no rowdy."
Go ahead, y'all.
Simple as that.
I do believe he was hacked or something else is going on with the situation.
Nah,
I'm sorry.
Okay, but wait,
why would he do that? He's been in hot water with her before.
I don't know whether he did it or not, but I just don't understand why he would do it. And I will say this. I do appreciate the fact that Cardi is calm because she's tired of putting her head on the chopping block for her man.
Right.
I don't see him doing this.
I don't see him doing this.
Girl, trust me, he did. He thought he was going to get away with it, honey.
You don't trust anybody to say trust me.
Guess what? I tell you this much. If he did do it, it's going to be more come to light.
Hello?
Yes. Wherever there's smoke, there's some fire.
And what don't come out in the wash, come out in the rinse.
And hold strong, Cardi. Hold strong. All right, y'all. Well, when you think of famous pot smokers, you think of Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson, right?
Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Well, one of these guys has given up weed. Here's a hint, y'all. It's not Snoop.
Girl, I don't believe that. You can't tell me Willie Nelson does stop smoking. He is the advocate, the number one advocate. The way he looked, the way he carry himself, how old he is, and how long he been smoking.
Yeah. And he's the only person that can smoke because he's a white man, so he can smoke.
And smoke that long.
Exactly.
All right, y'all. Well, he said, "I have abused my lungs quite a bit in the past, so breathing is a little more difficult these days. And I have to be careful. I don't smoke anymore. I take better care of myself." So he is putting his health first, honey.
But y'all said smoking weed was healthy.
It is, but it's still like that smoke coming in, messing up your lungs.
Ain't
it's
no
still
telling
not
what
good.
Else Willie Nelson done smoked on all his 86 years.
But he's still living hell and doing fine.
But here's the thing about it. A person like Willie Nelson, you know he hang out with nothing but smokers. So he don't have to smoke no more, but he getting secondhand smoke.
He gets that contact.
He getting all the secondhand smoke. Trust that.
Okay. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time.
Right, and we all want to take perfect pictures for Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Right. Well, it just got a whole lot easier with the Power to Go Universal Smart 5-Piece Lens Kit 2-Pack. Your options are just about unlimited, y'all. The Universal Clip-On design fits mobile and tablets, and it works with both Androids and iPhones. It comes with a carrying case for easy travel and keeping the lenses clean. The lenses are made of high-quality advanced glass and a light aluminum alloy shell.
Ooh, tell me more, Bray. You know I love taking some pictures.
I'm so glad you asked, Portia, because you get two sets of detachable lenses, including a wide-angle lens so you can get perfect panoramic shots. It also includes a macro lens for crystal clear close-ups, a fisheye lens for adventure-type photography, and more.
How much is this?
Well, the Power to Go Universal Smartphone 5-Piece Lens Kit 2-Pack has been seen as high as $100, but for our Dish Nation viewers, y'all, it's just $15.
Ooh, that is good.
Yes, just go to morningsafe.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all, honey. Cosmos UK is getting queer.
Ooh.
And we'll tell you all about it right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Ooh.
Well, y'all, it looks like Jonathan Van Ness is breaking new ground, y'all.
Uh-oh.
The Queer Eye grooming expert is being celebrated as the first solo non-female to grace the cover of the Cosmopolitan UK magazine for more than 30 years.
Okay, congratulations.
Years
okay.
Yes, and he couldn't wait to share the news. He posted the cover on his Instagram, sporting a peach dress, baby, with the caption, "My body is ready."
Hello.
First non-female cover star of Cosmopolitan UK in 35 years.
Okay, that's a milestone.
What do y'all think about the dress?
Oh, the dress? It's cuterish. It looks very promish.
you know, with the ruffles and all that good stuff. Honey, she looks very promish in it. So.
Very plush.
Yeah, would you put those shoes and socks with it?
Girl, never. At the same time. Never. Yeah.
So, Gary, what you think? Can you do better than this?
Bitch, yes, ma'am.
Bitch, yes,
girl,
ma'am.
Girl, look at this girl. This girl looking like she from the Harper Valley PTA, child, with the ruffles and tissues and things. Girl, yes, honey, I could do much better. And I could show you better than I could tell you.
Uh-oh. Let me see. So you decided to go real butch with it. Where's the dress? It's Cosmopolitan.
No.
Gary, it's got to be soft.
Oh, girl.
I guess you did.
It is soft.
Yes. Girl, look at them.
Okay, I like that.
Even though it's Cosmopolitan, I don't want to be mistaken.
Well, that one is the one for me. If it's between the two.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one more.
That's more my Miami Vice look.
Yes. Come on, Crockett and Tubbs.
You got them lips perched.
Yes, honey. That's gift of Cosmopolitan, part the purse too.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Moving on. This story right here reminds me of the movie Second Act with Jennifer Lopez. Y'all remember she played a woman who lied on her resume to land a high-paying job?
Yeah, honey. That was Living Color.
Okay. Well, y'all, this is exactly what an Australian woman named Veronica Hilda Thoreau did. She apparently faked her credentials to land a high-paying government job, making about $185,000.
Oh, wow.
According to reports, she pleaded guilty to deception and dishonesty charges and received a 25-month sentence with a non-parole period of a year.
What was the job? Being a judge? I mean, why is it so harsh?
You think that's harsh?
Yeah.
If Veronica was Kiki, it'd be 25 years.
Uh-oh, I mean, I used to lie on my resume all the time. How do you get the job? Because all of them ask you, do you have experience? And I don't got experience, so I got to lie and say,
exactly,
I got experience.
Like, had this person been black, I feel like this would have been
I'm black, and I didn't know it was against the law, because I sure lied to get this job.
Well, that's because we lie on our resume.
I sure said
time.
I could read. I was like, I didn't read.
You sure that
I
did.
More serious than that, stupid.
Mm-hmm. I can't deny that.
Dish Nation needs to review them applications.
Gary. All right, y'all, make sure you watch Dish Nation because Sherry Shepherd will be back with us co-hosting tomorrow, y'all, and on Friday.
Sherry.
Stay tuned. Heidi and Frank and Chewy have one more story for you right after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yeah!
Heidi, I saw this story, and I instantly thought of you.
Aww. Oh, that always scares me.
I always think of Heidi.
Never goes well.
There's a woman who's a pet owner who managed to get the ultimate holiday photo when she got her 17 cats and dogs to sit still to pose for the photo together. She says, it was not easy, and it took multiple takes to get the shot. The dogs would stay still when a treat was given. But the cats are much, harder to keep still. But here's the photo. Take a look at it.
Oh, my God. I can't. This is so inspirational.
How many animals do you have?
I have 8.
Wow.
You ever got them all sitting still in one picture?
I can get the one cat and the 6 dogs, but the other cat, it's not happening. I don't even see her just by herself. So I'm just like, this is not going to happen. But the 6 dogs, mine are all pretty treat motivated.
Okay,
so
good.
I can usually, who wants a treat? And they're like, what?
I need to hold up a steak to my English bulldog. Like, yo, Brutus, you ready for this picture?
He'll stare at you for however long it takes, right?
Forever.
But the cats, that's impressive. Because cats don't give up.
Cats hate us.
Yeah, like with kitty cats, like you can go, oh, like you have to like try to do,
how?
You have to kind of either meow like them or you have to do bird sounds because then that gets them like, what?
So man, Heidi the whisperer, bro. You know how to talk to him, bro. I can't do that. They're scattering. Cats are scattering, bro.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.